This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's up, Hot Breathiverse? I hope the comedy grind is treating you nice this week. Today, we are releasing our first Type 5 podcast we've done in a while, but we've been really having a lot of good discussions over in the Facebook group. And I thought this is a really common topic for a lot of comics, so I wanted to do a Type 5 podcast and really share with you what has helped me to create a consistent writing habit. So if you find it helpful, if you want to hear more of these short form episodes more like this, please do let me know, because this whole show has been growing and I'm getting a lot of feedback and I'm really listening to you like you're listening to me. I learn just as much from you as you're learning from the show. So if you want to hear more, let me know and let's jump into it. So the number one way to really generate a consistent writing habit is to just start. Okay, I know that may seem like the most obvious, but the hardest part is really starting. And be honest with yourself, when are you most likely to start? I know for me personally, if I don't write in the morning, I'm not going to write. And on top of that, I'm going to feel guilty about not writing, or I'm going to distract myself all day with, well, I didn't get to write this morning, but I'll write at lunch. No, I'll write before dinner. No, I'll write before my show. I'll write during the show. Like, I would just always be in my head about, well, I didn't write today and I should. So what I had to tell myself, if I don't write in the morning, I'm not going to write, and just let it go. So if I don't write in the morning for whatever reason, I'm not stressing about it the rest of the day. Go easy on yourself. Writing is a muscle. The more you do it, the stronger it'll get and the easier it'll get to use. But it all requires starting. So if you're a morning writer, be self-aware of that. If you're a nighttime writer, be self-aware of that. But commit to a time of day and stick to it. It'll take a few days to get in the rhythm, but the more you write, the more chances you're going to give yourself to get that next new joke. So what I'll do is, I'll sit down, I'll set a 10-minute timer, and then just put my phone away and just write for 10 minutes. And when the timer goes off, sometimes I'm done then, other times I'll keep going. But if I show up and do that 10-minute writing, then the day is a success. So the next thing is, when you're writing, don't force the funny. A lot of times we feel like we need to sit down and just come up with magic every single time. It's a law of averages. You know, in over 200 interviews with comics, a consistent ratio is one out of every 20 jokes you end up keeping. One of my favorite tips was from Ian Edwards on here. And he was like, just take the pressure off. He's like, if you write one new tag that day, by the end of that week, you have seven new tags. And by the end of that year, you have 365 new tags. So it's an accumulation. It's just showing up and putting in that incremental work. Don't put all the pressure on yourself to create that next great bit all in one writing session. No, it builds up over time, just like you're set on stage. The more you're on stage, the better you get at performing, the better your jokes will get. But the more you write off stage, the better you're on stage show is going to get. That's just how it works. There's no way around the work. I'm sorry. You can't outsmart the work. So we have number one, just start. Whenever that is for you, whenever that works for you, just start. And track it as well. Jerry Seinfeld has a system he uses with a calendar where he says, don't break the chain. And every day he writes, he marks an X on his wall calendar. And I'll do the same thing where you can visually see yourself having that habit in action. I wrote a comedy writing book, and even in there, there's a calendar, like an accountability calendar that keeps me on track and focused. So just start, okay? Just start. Exercise that writing muscle. Don't force the funny. Just sit down and write. Don't have any sort of direction. Sometimes I'll write out something specific. Other times it's just free writing, more of a brainstorming exercise. But don't force the funny. Just appreciate the fact you sat down and your ideas will come from that. And the final one, review what you write. Just like on your sets, listen back to your sets, review what you write. I would get in the bad habit of just writing, and then never going back and reading it. I know it may sound crazy to some of you, but I would just write and then never review it. Now I'm sure to write and then go back and read what I wrote and underline, annotate things that stick out to me that are interesting or things that may not be funny yet, but just stimulate my sense of humor that there may be something there. Or I would like to talk about that on stage. I have enthusiasm and energy and emotion behind it. I heard Joe Rogan talking about this, where he always reviews his sets. He always reviews his writing. So if he's not too good for it, none of us listening are too good for it. And it's, at the end of the day, it's part of the work. Okay, well, we're going to wrap this up, a Type 5 podcast, but writing is part of the job. If you want to be a professional comedian, if you want comedy to be your job, then you've got to treat it like a job. Period. So just start, don't force the funny, and review what you write. So, I hope you found this helpful. There's nothing I love more than helping you out there on the comedy grind, hot brother and sister, and which is why I want to extend to you a free set review. The first 10 people to schedule a set review with me by the end of February, which is in just like 2 days, reach out to me on social media, whatever platform is best for you. Say, hey, Joel, check out my set, and boom. I'm here to help y'all. If you found this helpful, please do share it with other comics. That's how we grow here. So share it with other comics, and I'll see you on Monday.
This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.